modern Siman Shinvav, Hilchas Umnam, which deals with various responsibilities that an employee has to his employer. This week we'll start off with the halachas of the Chiyuv Shmira that someone has to watch an item entrusted to him. He's given him an item to fix by him. You have a mechanic, you give him a new car. The responsibility to watch the car to make sure that no damage occurs to it. You're giving him a computer to someone to fix the computer. What the responsibility is to watch the Chiyuv Gavna. Now this case of the Chiyuv Shmira is not actually limited to cases where you have someone who is fixing an item. Really someone who has a job, a 9-to-5 job, also will technically, we'll see the applications of this, but there are definitely items which he's using. He's using his computer, his desk. It's not only cases of where Umum becomes a Shemes Sacher. It's not limited to cases where you're giving somebody a suit to the cleaners and he has to take care of it. Even the day-to-day things that you have under your control that your boss gives to you to work with, they're also the applicable to this halacha of whether or not an Uman has halacha of a Shem Echinam or a Shem Besacha. So this week again we're going to deal with cases where the damage which occurs does not occur via dayan. You don't actually go ahead and ruin the chesed, but rather to what your responsibility is to how much you have to make sure that the item does not get damaged by an outside source. Mr. Shemin, in the coming weeks we'll deal with an Uman's responsibility if you give in to someone to do a job, the responsibility to do that job right. You tell a painter to paint the house and he paints it the wrong color. Or you give in a car to a mechanic, as happened to me, and if he forgets to close the oil tank and it all leaks out, what the responsibility is the damage which occurs as the damage which when you give into someone to fix something and the damage which substantial damage is with Elamat Hashem see in the coming weeks. We'll start with the beginning, which is the first piece with Simchin Vav, which deals with the responsibility to watch the item. So that's cautious that when I give an item into someone, if in a car, to a mechanic, he has a zecha mechuyev to go ahead and to watch that item. As we learned when we're learning Hilchas Shomer, the halacha of a Shomer is not only in cases where I tell a person, do me a favor, watch this item. You don't have to say specifically that a person has to watch the item in order for the person to become the Shai of the Shmira. That in itself, that it's under his control, that in itself makes someone a Shomer. If an item is given over to someone and that person has control over that item, that sort of automatically, and in all cases, in almost all cases, will make the person into a Shomer on the Chesed. And there are basically three types of Shomer. The halacha is a Shomer Chinam, which a person who does a favor to someone, you ask someone, do me a favor, I'm going out for a few minutes, can you watch this item for me? He doesn't receive any compensation for watching the chesed. That's the case of a Shomer Chinam, which did halacha is a Shomer Chinam is responsible only if he's negligent in not watching the chesed, or if the item gets stolen or gets lost, not due to negligence, and a Shomer Chinam would be potter, because since he's not receiving any compensation for it, that's the halacha of a Shomer Chinam is only chayav for pesheya, is only chayav for negligence. But Gneva Aveda is potter. A Shem Besacher is someone who gets paid for watching an item. Vir Alosa is that a Shem Besacher is Chayev on Gneva Aveda, and he's potter in the case of Aimtzim. Now, when we say a Shem Besacher, it means he gets paid for watching an item, as we saw in the Gemara this week, we'll be marathon it soon a little more. Doesn't mean directly that he's getting paid. It's not the case I go to, not only in the case where I told you, are you getting paid for getting paid. Lahedya to watch the chesed. It could be that even if I derive a fringe benefit from watching the chesed, that could be in a lot of cases make me into a shemer sacher as well. The Gemara has a tzad that a shemer aveda. If I pick up an aveda from off the street and I have the Torah made me in the sky of the shmirah, but the halacha is that if an ani comes to me at a time when for sure when I'm being basic and returning the aveda, I won't have to give him tzedakah. That the Gemara doesn't say that that's enough to make him into a Shem Esach as opposed to a Shem Echinam, because he has a benefit, and it's not a benefit that the person is giving it to me, but as long as he derives the benefit from watching the item, then in some cases that's enough to make the person into a Shem Esach. A third category in Shem is a Sheol, someone who borrows a Chesed. There it's Kol Hamel Shaloi, the benefit is completely to the person who borrowed the Chesed. The person, the mashal, the person who lent the chayfet has no benefit from it. There, the halacha is that a person is chayv in einsim. And the fourth category of a shemrim, which we'll deal with this week, is a seicher, someone who rents a chayfet, so they're sort of in between. He does not get paid, he's paying the person for the right to use the chayfet. But meitzar achar, he has the ability to go ahead and to use the chayfet, he has a benefit from the fact that he's able to use the Chavis, and we'll see what the halacha is, or which category the Seichel will fall under. Is it a Shemesacher or is it a Shemechina? So now, just go briefly the halacha which you mentioned, that a Shemesacher is Chayiv B'Gneiva V'Aveda. So there's an interesting halacha, and we learned Arichas halacha of Shemechina, but we didn't really go into halacha of Shemesacher. But the halacha of a Shemesacher is that it's Chayiv, when we say it's Chayiv B'Gneiva V'Aveda, and it's Potter on Einus. The Mechavin Tzim Shem goes like this. Shemesach Chai B'Gneva Veda, not in the Ma'am Tevis, V'yesh Emrim, Shafilu Shoma Karoi, a Shemesacher who watches it the proper way of watching it, okay, and the Mechavin is the case, V'nosan Aksofim Tachas HaKarka Bo'imik Mei Amo, he's entrusted to watch money, and he digs under the ground 100 Amos, she actually going to Mishom, and Lo'yadai, the person that has special machinery, and they come and get it. Look the Mechavin, that if it had happened at a time when he wasn't standing there and watched it, the Shemesacher is chayiv in such a case. Because that's what we say, that it's potter and oinsim, it's only an oinis which occurs while he's actually watching the chayiv. So we'll see this halacha is negated to us, in the tzad of the Uman, it says, halacha of a Shemesacher, he goes and I entrusted the chayiv to him, and he went and he puts his jewelry, and he went and puts it in a safe, and there's a robbery at night, they go break into the safe, it could be the tzad of a Shemesacher, according to this mechaber, the Shachagis, we'll get to it, but the could be the tzad of a Shemesacher would actually, if we by the Uman, be a Shemesacher, could be the tzad of a Mechuyiv in such a case also, so we say that it's potter and oinsim, it's not all oinsim that it's potter. Let's start with what we learned this week. The Mechaber says a case of Kol Umdim Shemesacher. Okay, all workers, all Umdim, have Halacha of a Shemesacher. That's in the Achronim, which tells us what's the Lashon of Kol, is Mashma, all. We'll see that it's not all types of Umdim have Halacha of a Shemesacher. Just to give an example, someone recently asked me, Yashayahu gave his car into the mechanic, and the mechanic lost the keys. I came out, Halacha, that he may be responsible for the key which starts the engine, but the clicker and all the other keys, they'd be potter. When you say that halacha, that a woman is a halacha of a Shemesacher, we have to see to what it applies to and to how to apply this halacha. So that's it. The Mishnah said, you say that this halacha is a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kala Umen Shemesacher. So Rashi Taich is like this. What's Taich Kala Umen Shemesacher? Kablonim ha-mekablon alayim lachis ha-malacha bebezim. A kablon who does a job in his own house. So the Smaz is bedayik, two different diukim in this Rashi. The first thing is that Rashi says, what's an uman, what's the type of an uman, a worker? Rashi teaches kablon. And we looked at some of the Tzitzpoyla, we went through this Barichas. In Halacha, there's usually two types of workers. There's something called a schir yom. Someone who gets paid, his compensation is for the hours that he puts in. Someone works 9 to 5, he has to do whatever he has to do during that time. But he gets paid for the time that he puts into the job. That's what's traditionally called a schir yom. There's another type of worker, which Rashi is referring to over here, is a worker of a kabbalah. A person gets paid not for the amount of time which he put in, but rather he gets compensated for the job which he produces. I hire a painter to paint the house. Usually it doesn't make a difference how long it takes him to paint the house. He gets paid for the job being completed. A contractor. A lot of the jobs do not fall under this. You don't get paid as a compensation. It's not for the job, for the hours put into the job, for the work. It's actually for the results that it produces. So Rashi over here in the Mishnah says that when we say that Kol Umen Shemesacher, Rashi says it's that, Rashi seems to imply Kaplan HaMakadnan HaMasveis HaMalacha. So Rashi seems to apply that a Schir Yoin, someone who's getting paid from 9 to 5, is getting paid for the hourly wages, that would not be included, he would not necessarily be a Shemesacher. That's one Diyak. And the second Diyak of Rashi is, why does it say Bebesim? Why does Rashi seems to apply that the Halacha is that when he goes and takes the item and brings it to his own house? But if you'd be watching the item, someone comes to my house and doing a repair, he comes to fix my fridge and he's fixing it in my house, then it could be that such a type of a worker would not have a halacha of a Shemesacher, it could be only as a halacha of a Shemechina. So the Smaz Medayik like this. The Smaz makes his Yerukim. Smaz says, what's the reason why a schir yom? What's the tzad why a schir yom should not be have a halacha of a Shemesacher? Because the schiven that schir shenaisim lahem ainah b'shvil hashmira. When I go and I pay a worker, I'm not paying him to actually watch the chet. The reason why I'm paying him is because I have a task that has to be completed. I give him my computer to fix. I'm paying him because I want him to fix the computer, not to watch the chet. The schiven that schir shenaisim lahem ainah b'shvil hashmira. I'm paying him for the malacha which is going to do to fix my thing. Hello. The smart seems to say that the Mosquitus is not partial halacha, but the smart seems to imply that the reason why an Uman has halacha of a Shem Esachar is because I gave it to you to repair it. I had a choice. I could have put it on in the yellow pages and picked one of 10 people. I went and picked you. So the Hanor that I picked you and not, didn't give it to anyone else, but with that Hanor that you have that I picked you as opposed to picking someone else, that's what turns them into a Shem Esachar. Look at the smart. This hanah is usually limited to a case where the kabbalah. The person has the ability to fix it in one of 10 places, and I went and I chose you. There's a law of a shayim b'sacher. Today I give it to you, tomorrow I give it to someone else. So there's no real benefit in the fact that you don't have this svara that I could have picked anyone, and I picked you. That does the hanol. So the smart thing to be talking about when you refer to that in the Medayik and Rashi, the Afuke is Chayyim, is not necessarily someone who works for me for a long time and I hire him for an extended period of time and I chose him. It seems to be implying like sort of what the day labor is like, you go to the corner and you pick up someone and you do a job. So that's the Chayyim what the smart is referring to. Today I give it to you, tomorrow I pick someone else. But if it happens to this, I give it to you with my computer to fix and happen to calculate the time, how much time you're going to spend on it, and your compensation is going to be like a sir yom, a sirus, as opposed to a kabbalah. Rabbi the smart would agree that the halacha would be that you have a halacha of a shem esachar. It's only the type of person where I'm not really tied into you. Today I pick you, tomorrow I pick someone else. I'm not tied into you. B'chlal, the smart is being medayik, and according to Rashi, the halacha is that a person would not have a din of a shem esachar. Rather, in such a case, he would have a din of a shem echin. That's the first. That's what he does with the first week of Rashi. The why Rashi is kabbalah. Now, why did I say the basic? Here it's also the oydish lechalik. The stam kavlin oysam alocha the basic. The regular kavlin doesn't. What does he do with his job? He takes it to his own shop. Someone who does siryim gets paid an hourly worker. So very often he does it in the house of his place of work is where the bialim are. Hashem came to the doctor. The case where he brought it to his house. So the smash is two. What comes out of the smash is two different alochas. The first one is that he's siryim. And we're saying it's very limited to cases where he's the typical day laborer is working and he's not tied into him at all. There he does not have a loch of Hashem Esach, he has a loch of Hashem Echinam. And the second thing the Smash seems to say is that it has to be a case where you went and took the item into your own house. If you go and you do a job in the person's house, you're setting up an alarm system, you're fixing his fridge, you're doing the job in that person's house, these cases, the halacha would be that you would not have a halacha of Hashem Esachar, rather you would still have the halacha of Hashem Echid. That's the two halachas that the Smash says. The Shas comes in August. The Shas is like this. Well, you're not even knowing of. He argues on the first halacha that you need a Hashem Esachar, that it's only in a case where it's a Sechir Yoyim as opposed to a Kablan and not a Sechir Yoyim. He argues on the Sman that Allah. So the Shach is arguing on the halacha of the Shach of the Sman, because he's saying that in the Cheshbon and Gemara it's not true. Let's see exactly what's the Nakuda of the Masloikas between the Sman and the Shach. Let's put the Gemara together and we'll see exactly what they're arguing about. So Allah is like this. The Mishnah tells us like Allah, Kala Umnin Shem Esachar. Dr. Gemara, Lema Vasnitsin Zloiker Ebeya. The Gemara wants to be medayek that the Mishnah that says that a worker has a halacha of a Shem Esach and not like a Shem Echinam is not like Ebeya. Why? Because the halacha is like this. The Brisa, that a Seicha Ketsa Mishal. If someone rents an item, he rents a car, he rents a lawnmower, he wants to do something with it, and it gets damaged under his control, what is this halacha? The halacha of a Shem Echinam or Shem Esach? Rebbeya says a svara, halacha is like a shem echinam. I have a benefit that I'm going ahead and using the item. It's true, but I paid for that. I went and I rented a car from you. I'm paying you for compensation. The reason why you're giving it to me is because I paid you for that. So it's sort of a wash. I paid you. You give me the item not because you're doing a favor to me. You're giving it to me because I paid for that item. And the halacha is like a shem echinam. If Yehuda make a Shem Esachar, if Yehuda says that the reason why a Seicher has a halacha of that every Seicher has a halacha of a Shem Esachar and not of a Shem Echinam, and the svara is because someone is renting something, although he's paying for the right to go ahead and to be able to use that item, But still, there is a benefit that he has, the fact that he's able to use the chayfetz. Even though technically he paid, and the reason why he let him use that chayfetz is because he paid for it, but if Yehuda is saying that that's enough, that the fact that I'm able to use it, and the fact that I'm going to use the chayfetz, although the reason why he let me use the chayfetz is because I paid him for that item, but I do have a benefit because I'm able to use the chayfetz, that's enough of a benefit in order to make him into a shem esach. That's the machlokes Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara asks like this, and the Gemara is saying that if one would hold that a renter has a halacha of a shem esachim, then the same halacha should apply that a worker has a halacha of a shem esachim. So the Ritva asks, in time, ma'anyin seicher et aluman. What's the tushta between a seicher et aluman? Seicher, yob schar lemaaseh. Seicher is faket. He goes and he pays the person in order to be able to use the item. What's an uman? An uman is the other way around. An uman, someone pays him in order to go, in order that he should fix the item. So what's the tushta between a uman and a shem esach? Look there as well. Like this. Mekal makam, agra the shakal uman, ein ela shmir. When someone goes and gives someone an item, and he should go ahead and to fix that item. He's not getting compensated for watching the chayfetz. His compensation is only because he's going to fix the item. El v'nei teruch gufay, v'afilu hachi, v'pnei shenena, v'klizeh. So the svara is that the Mishnah says a halacha that if someone entrusts me, gives me a chayfet that I should fix for him, and even though he's paying me to fix, and he's not paying me at all for watching the item, and still the halacha, I have a halacha of a shem esacher. Why? Because I have a benefit that the fact that the kli is by me, I'll be able to fix it. That's enough to make him into a shem esacher. I've been paying tzeichanami shenena beklizeh. I have a benefit from the fact that the kli is by me. So basically, the tushta is that any time the more thing halacha of a shem esacher, that any time the item is by him, and even though technically he's getting compensated for that usage, but the ma'aseh tzeichanami said I have a benefit from it. That's enough to make him into a shem esacher. That's the Gemara's first thing. You might want to say that if you hold that the kol umen shem esacher, it would come out in cheshbon that a tzeicher, a renter, would have a halacha of a Hashem Esacher as well, and not the halacha of Hashem Echina. So then the Gemara gives sort of two truths. First, the Gemara wants to say that maybe it's not totally that is that, because the first sort of the Gemara wants to say is that, which is what the Sma says, is kind halacha, is that a uman has a benefit that he went and he chose him. You could have chosen anyone from the yellow pages and he chose him. Which I was saying, the Gemara asks, which heard it should be the same thing. The Gemara slugs up that heret, and the Gemara then says a new sentence. Even if you're going to say like a mayor, that a renter has a halacha of a shem echinam, but here I know the toughest layer of Ikra. So the Gemara brings a new svara that the reason why an uman has a halacha of a shem esacher is because there's a benefit that he has the item that he's guaranteed to get paid. If a person goes and gives my computer to fix, if it's fixed in the person's house, at the end when the job is finished, they'll say, yeah, I'm paying you in a week from now. There's not much that you could do at that point. You're going to have to either accept the terms again, try to argue, try to get the money, but there's no guarantee that you're going to get paid. Mashenke, and if he goes, and I take it and to my house, and I'm in control of the item, so then I can be guaranteed. I'll tell him, listen, I have the item by me. If you want the item back, you have to pay me. So every uman has a benefit, if the item is by him, that he's sort of guaranteed to receive his wages, because he's not going to release the item. So there's a svara that according to this teret, it could come out that it's dafka b'chiyah gavno, where it's totally under his control. And we'll see that in a minute. Then the Gemara says that, and they look in the machla, then the Gemara says a new svara, that maybe we switch around the mandam, and we'll get to that in a minute. About the phone, we look at the machla shrine like this. The machla shrine says, what's the halacha if I prepay a worker? Does he have a halacha of a shem echinam, or does he have a halacha of a shem esach? Look at the machla shrine, the chayit telling you to root him in the Gemara. According to the teret of the Gemara, that holds that it's toughest layer igra, that the reason why he is a shem esacher is because he has the item under his control, so he's guaranteed to get paid. So let's say I go to a cleaner and I already paid him to clean my item. So he already has the money. So there's no benefit to him to say that I'm not releasing the item until you pay me for doing the cleaning job, because he already got paid. There's nothing for him to hold the item for. There's no benefit to him to have to watch the item. So in such a case, Dr. Machna Ephraim, there will be mokum where I prepay for the item, the halacha is that I would not have a halacha of a shem esacher, rather I would have a halacha only of a shem echinam. That's what comes out of the chazan of the Machna Ephraim. Now the Shach, which you mentioned, Lechera argues on this. The Shach says that if you go look at the Cheshbon of the Gemara, the Gemara of the Maskana is not kind with that. Why? Because the Gemara, what was the reason why the Gemara had to come on to the Svara to say Tavas Le'egra? The Gemara has no problem that Uman is the Shemet Tavas. The Gemara just had a problem that Le'ma Masnitin is like Ramei. That the Mishnah comes down like Ramei. Why? Because Ramei holds that a Shemet Chinam, that a Seicher has a Lacha like a Shemet Chinam, and the Yehuda holds like a Shemet Tavas. So there's a clear. Now if you look in La Lacha, we passed him, the Machabim finished in Zion. If someone rents from his chaver a behema or a keli, we go with the svara that if the item is by me, even though I'm paying to have that item, the halacha is that in such cases I have a halacha of a shemes sacha. So in cheshbon the gemara, if it's kain and we hold like that teres la halacha, so we should not have to come on to the svara, the toughest lay igro. Even in cases where it's loy toughest lay igro, there's a svara to say that in itself, that I derived the benefit, and the benefit over here, you gave me the thing, and I can make money off the fact that you gave me the item to fix. So that in itself, that I have the item by me, and that will cause me to be able to make money, that itself is considered a hano, and they don't have to come on to the svara of toughest lay igro. So the chayyim and the cheshbon of the gemara, the shas is correct. The machnasrayim, that's the bavons on himself. How can I say that when I prepay, there's no such halacha? Zok the machnasrayim, v'hodim edam le tamuda umon l'seicher, haynu b'mekol shetay. Di umon chayiv mitam shemestake boy. If the halacha is that umon is considered a shemel socher because he derives the benefit, because he's able to make money off the fact that I have the item by me, because I can now work on the item. In Cain, hechi potcher mele seicher, the yisri yish lachayiv seicher my time. This is a kol shekain. If the halacha is by umon that he would have a halacha of a shemes socher, so then kol shekain every seicher should have the halacha of a shemes socher and not of a shemes chinuch. So it comes out that we have in here a tremendous machloikas la halacha. The Machan Ephraim holds that in order to be, have a halacha of a shemes socher, it would dafka be b'chi hai gavna, where I'm toughestly losing, where I have the abilities to hold on to the item in order to get compensated. If the case is where I'm fixing it in your house, or the case would be that I prepaid for the item, where there's no point of him being tefes as Uzi. In those cases, Dr. Machan Ephraim, we would only have a lot of a shemachinah, not of a shemachinah. Mashaykin, if you go with the Tosh of the Chajmir of the Gemara, like the way the Shas, and the Shas, the Bach, the Mishnah Melech, they all go like this, they hold that this is not the maskana, it's not true, and we do not have to come on to the reason of tefes le Azuzi. The Ma'asa Kipshuta la Locha is like the Shas, that a person does not have to come on to the Svaro of tefes le Azuzi. That being said, there's a new svara to say that if a person prepays for an item, the halacha would be that he has a halacha of a shem mechinam, not of a shem mitzvah. What's the svara? The tshuvas in Bayitzlik is like this. What's the svara where we say in Uman has a halacha of a shem mitzvah and not a shem mechinam? What's the benefit that he has? He's able to use the item to make money. Give me a computer to fix. So I'm working with this item. So I'm making money by the fact that I have the item, I'm working with this. Look at the halacha like this. We learned to it's parallel. The Mechaber and Simon Shin Lama Dalet, that's in Shin Yid Aleph as well, says like this. V'chein b'chol einus she'ir l'toyel. And what happens if I give someone an item to fix, and the item gets, yidei an einus, it gets ruined. V'chein b'chol einus she'ir l'toyel. V'ein sh'shneim ha yoydim derech einus lovay. V'ein sh'shneim einim yoydim ha'v'v seda l'toyel. If an einus happens, I hire someone to do a job, and now he can't do the job can't get completed, because an einus happened to the item gets ruined, and he can't complete the job. The halacha is there, the payel loses, and he doesn't get paid. The chepetz got ruined, he does not receive compensation. But however, the Ramafi says, the in kibbel aschar kuloi, if I prepay a worker, the halacha there is, ein tzarich la'achzakom. If I prepay a worker, I give him money to go ahead and to fix a computer. And now lightning comes, strikes it, and the computer gets ruined. The halacha is not machuyev to return the money. Since he was hired to do a specific job, and the reason is either mazlagar, and we say it's about vice, or whatever the svar is, about the Ramah says the halacha, that if I prepay a worker, he's not machuyev to return the money. What benefit does, if a worker gets prepaid? I give given an item to a cleaner, and I prepay him for that. He has no benefit in working on my item, and cleaning my suit, and returning it to me. Because he already got his compensation. He already was paid. And the halacha is, even if the chepetz gets ruined, he's not going to have to return to me the money. So since the halacha of the Bayitzlik is that when I prepay, he's not mechuyev to return the money, so in the case where it's prepaid, that's not the cheshbon of the Machan Ephraim, the cheshbon of the Gemara, even without that, there's another svara to say that he would not be mechuyev to give him compensation. Now the second Torah, which we said in the case where he prepaid, there was a halacha of a shemichinam, and not a halacha of a shemisach. Now the case where the person does a job in the house of the Bailam, as opposed to the house, bring it back to himself. It's like a typical case. A person, I saw a lot of tshuvas discuss such a case. A person is checking mezuzahs, and I give him mezuzahs, he takes it to his house. Another customer comes in and knocks over the bottle of ink and it ruins the mezuzahs. So there, we have a choikas, this man, the shach. What would happen if it's in his shop and he go into his store? The halacha is, even though you would say that's not einus, he could have maybe taken extra precaution. The halacha is that a shemitzach is chayv on gneva aveda. And who didn't lachayra? Someone else goes and knocks it over. If he didn't take the proper precautions of putting it very far away, even if it wasn't total negligence, he'd be chayv as halacha of kol umen and shemitzach. But if it's in the house if you go to the person and I'm fixing it on site, or I'm fixing your refrigerator and a small piece falls and it falls down and rolls away and I can't find it, these are, in such a case, we'll be left with a machoikas, the sma and the shach, which is a sofek la'alocha, which way we pass it. Now let's go back to the case that we started with. A person goes to the mechanic and he gives him in his keys and the person loses it. Let's go to the case was where he lost it not due to negligence, he lost it due to gneva aveda. That loss, not idea of negligence. So over here, the loss will be like this. On the key itself, so that's the double posha that the person would be mechuyif to pay. And he's mechuyif to pay. But what happens to the things which are not integral to the job? I gave him the keys. He has on the roll of keys, there are other keys. Or even he has a clicker which he could use to get into the car. So there, l'chara, he'd be poster on that. And that's basically sort of like this. If that's a machuva in the tashbeis, which is brought down to Tizchi Tshuva, because what's the halacha? I go into a jeweler and I ask him, you know, I have this earring, I lost one of them, can you make another, I'll give you one earring, can you make a second one for me? So what's the halacha b'negeya, and he goes and he loses that earring. What's the halacha? Does he have a halacha of a shemechinam or shemesach? Because really, kolum and shemesach is the item, he's not using that item. He's just using that item in order to be able to make another item. So the tashbeis of it says that in Nemzon, that even though I'm not using that item completely, I'm only using it to be able to make something else. But the halacha is that I'm not benefiting, even though I'm not benefiting directly from that item, but it's integral to my job, that in order to be able to do the job, I have to have this item by me. That's enough to make it into Hashem Besach. So that's true in the cases where I need this item and I can't do the job without it as well. But if I don't need this thing, a guy given a car, and he has the clicker to it. Does he need that in order to do a job? He could do a job without it. So this halacha, we say, it's only directly things which he needs this in order for the job to be completed. If there's anything else that's part of the job, that's not, that's there, but it's not directly needed, and doesn't need this in order to make money, if the guy would have given him the key without this on it, he still wouldn't be able to complete the job. So something which is not directly needed in order to be able to do the job on those types of items, even though we say halacha of kalum and shemisachahim, the halacha will be is not mechuyif to go ahead and to pay if that gets lost. No, because I can't figure. I don't think he could take the car with only. If I could give him only the muffler and happen to give him the car, that's true. He needs the car in order to work on it. I mean, the whole car has to be given into him in order for him to be able to complete the job. So I can't give it, I don't think he would take the car without the tires in order to fix the muffler. So anything which is necessary for, in order for him to do the job, that's all nichlan when we say, kala umnin shemisachahim, and he will have to pay for the tire gets ruined or whatever else would get ruined. Well, if you left the computer in the car, right. If you left an item, so you know, it could be even on that, it might not even be a shemachina. Could be you be potter in a file. Because you left an item doesn't mean I agreed to respond. If I told you that I left an item, even that, but you're right. Anything which is not integral to the job being done, and those items I would have a loss of a shemachina, but not a loss of a shemachina. So let's just give when someone has given an item and entrusted him in order to complete a job, the halacha is he has the halacha of a shem esacha. We mentioned there's a machlokes, the sma and the shach, as to whether or not the halacha is applicable in a case where his chayyim is getting paid, where he doesn't have the svara, so doesn't have only a chayyim as opposed to a tablet. So there the Sma says a Svara, that since the Svara of the Gemara is the Hiyah No, that you chose me as opposed to picking someone else, you have a halacha of a shemer chinam, not of a shemer tocha of a shemer chinam. Without absence of that svara, you have the halacha of a shemer chinam, the shach, and the chayr with mekayim that halacha argues on that and says that the svara of the Gemara is the fact that I have the item, I mean, I'm able to work with it, that's enough of a svara to mechayim them of a shemer tocha. But again, the machlokes is the weapon has to be the baser or not. So here we talk of a big to speak of the zina. The sman emzon lahalacha that if I do a job in your house, I have a halacha of a shemachinam and not of a shemesachar. And the shach emzon that even in such a case I have a halacha of a shemesachar. And Moshe in the tshuva, he has a case over there where I give someone, I'm a balagola, and the guy's driving something from place to place. And the person, the Bailam, came along for the ride to the, and the guy got stolen along the way. So Moshe says, that case is of a pasha. The halacha is, he only has a halacha of Hashem Echinam. He says, he's a supergim, he's a Hashem Echinam. So that the Sana says, that when I do it in your house, I have a halacha of a Hashem Echinam, and not even of a Hashem Echinam, that's only when it's entrusted in me. I'm in control of this item, and you're not in control of it. Shenken, if you're going on the carriage, and you're equally able to watch the chayfet, so he says, that's a double posture, I'm not even a shomer b'chlal. So very often, when a person comes to do a job in my house, I'm not leaving the item totally in this control. In those cases, the Moshe Nemzon, that everyone would agree that the halacha is, I have a halacha of a, maybe not, he's not even a shomer b'chlal. But like upon him, in most of the cases with the Beis HaBailim, it will only be a halacha of a shomer chinam and not of a shomer b'chlal.